Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric with a K on this Wednesday morning. Storms, looks like they're mostly through. Like, the heavy stuff is already through Houston. But you still could see some, like, traffic lights out, things like that this morning. And we have, what, like 40,000 people without power?
Yeah, sorry, y'all.
Mo's one of them, by the way.
But I brought my toothbrush to the office.
She got here so early today.
Because I didn't have any snacks at home because I couldn't open my refrigerator. So I had to stop it, you know, and get some stuff.
A lot of folks dealing with that this morning. Of course, our hearts are so heavy this morning. It's so difficult sometimes to do a radio show and do what we do. When your hearts are so broken by what happened yesterday here in Texas. And we are not avoiding the topic, but it's like it's one of those things where we're trying to understand how we talk about that topic. And one of the things that I would like, I know we have so many teachers that listen. I want to check in on our teacher friends. Your mom is a teacher.
Yes.
And we were just talking about this in the studio. It's like not only, you know, are you worried about your mom when something like this happens?
Mm-hmm.
But what she has on her plate as an elementary school teacher.
Yeah, she's a third grade teacher in Indiana. And I just think about, you know, if she was in the situation and what she would do, because I know what kind of person she is, to protect her kiddos any day. You know, does just on a normal day, just like buying them school supplies or, you know, loving on them when they need extra love. Like in a situation where something like this would happen, I can only imagine, and it's terrifying.
So we're checking on our teachers this morning.
Yes.
713-881-5500. You're welcome to give us a call this morning. We'd love to talk to you, check on you. Here's the thing. I know a couple of teachers that a couple of school systems, this is the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I mean, they were close to being that. So anyway, teachers, you can call in 713-881-5500. And coming up, we'll do something positive. I'm not sure how we find some positive stuff in all this, but that's what the 610 Amen is all about. We have it for you.
Good morning. Time for good news.
Can I get an amen?
Talking in the studio, everything that I want to talk about today, like positive news or whatever, it feels frivolous. I know it's not, but it just feels like frivolous to talk about that stuff. And we just got a couple of text messages in I did from parents that their kids graduated last night. And they were like, normally we would call in and go, hey, this is what's going on in my world.
Right.
But I think they're feeling the same thing, right? It's like, but you got to celebrate that.
Yeah.
I know of several graduations happening last night. And we just want to say congratulations to your kiddos for getting out of there. And congratulations to you guys for getting them through there. And you got to look for the positive in days like this when we're feeling so off our game or off kilter because of what happened. And that's why you look at people that are doing good in the world. You know who Mackenzie Scott is?
I don't know.
Mackenzie Scott is the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, she became like the third richest person in the world
because
of the divorce settlement, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but since the divorce settlement, Mackenzie Scott has donated $12.5 billion, with a B, billion dollars to over 1,200 nonprofits since she and her ex-husband were divorced and she wound up with all that money. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, this made me happy. She made a donation of $122 million to Big Brothers and Big Sisters to help the mentorship program across the United States.
Wait. $122 million.
The biggest donation ever in the history of Big Brothers and
wow.
Big Sisters.
They do good work,
they
don't
do
they?
They do great work,
yes.
Right? So a little positiveness out there wow. in the world. From Mackenzie Scott, who just donated all that money to Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So there is some good stuff out there,
yes,
I promise.
Sir. Thank you.
It just feels a little weird sometimes to talk about it. I know it does. But wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can you throw your hand in the air? Can I get an amen for this story?
Amen.
It's the Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric, and we know that this is usually the time we talk about the top things that are trending here in Texas. Obviously, our hearts this morning are on one thing, and that's the folks in Uvalde who are dealing with such a tragedy that happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the fact that we have so many teachers that listen to our show, and we just wanted to offer up, just checking in on our teachers. Checking on you guys at school to find out how you are and how you're doing and how your day is going to be. I know there are parents out there this morning that are thinking about their teachers and thinking about the professionals that have to go in today because we have a few more days. I mean, there's what, just a couple of days for some school
yeah,
systems,
some
right,
have Mo? Just two more today and tomorrow.
And then we have, you know, Houston ISD, which is going to be in school for, I think, another week.
Yeah, another week
and a day, something like that. Carolyn is on the phone this morning. And Carolyn, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm heartbroken. I'm sad. I'm a special education paraprofessional. And it just breaks my heart is what has happened. But I'm so proud to say that I work for Alvin ISD and they have implemented such strong security measures especially since Santa Fe, so that eases my mind a lot knowing that my school is safe. We got an email late last night from administration from Alvin ISD, and they're increasing security on all of our campuses for the remainder of this year. So that makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, parents of Katie ISD kids got the same email last night, so my kid is going to be a little more protected today. So I'm thankful for that.
Yes, I'm very thankful for the administrators of Alvin ISD. They've taken very good care of us, so I feel very safe going to work and taking care of my special kiddos.
We love you for it. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you. Y'all have a good morning.
All right. We're just checking on our teachers this morning. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. If you want to join the conversation, we welcome you in. All right. Little Michael Ray right now on 100.3 The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric. And I know at about this time, usually we do our silly Facebook fights. We get Front Desk Leroy to come in and we act it out. But today, it just didn't feel like the day to act out like crazy Facebook stuff. So it'll be back. I promise we'll have it back. We'll have some fun, that kind of stuff. And it's not to say that you can't smile today or that it can't, you know, you can't laugh occasionally. As a matter of fact, we were just talking in the studio. It's been that kind of up and down day,
yeah.
Like where you're really sad and then, you know, we do something silly in the studio and it makes us laugh or whatever. But so anyway, just bear with us. We're kind of feeling our way through this too, but it just didn't feel right to do a Facebook fight today, so We'll get a new one, and there'll be plenty of drama tomorrow. We'll have plenty to talk about, so we'll just do that tomorrow. And I probably shouldn't, but I want to bring up something that's bothering me about social media, Facebook, Instagram, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm so sad and disappointed. I'm going to use that dad word.
Uh-oh.
I'm just disappointed that so many people have taken to minimizing when you say, you know, my heart is breaking, my prayers go out to these people or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I feel like on social media right now that if you post that, people attack you for it. What do you mean thoughts and prayers? I have a friend, love her dearly. She posted this big thing last night about if you're a hypocrite, if you're offering thoughts and prayers about a problem, you'll do nothing to solve. And it's like, don't start a fight. Don't do that right now. I'm disappointed that, again, that prayer is something that we've minimized or that we've weaponized a bit, that, you know, you can't post, hey, I'm praying for those families without somebody going, prayers, what are you doing? You know, it's like my prayers mean something.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you know, the prayers I said last night, the prayers I said this morning, the thoughts and thinking about these families that is going on all day, that means something to me. It's not just social media post, you know?
Well, I think her point is if all you've ever done in any situation is post on social media and make it about yourself,
I get
then
that.
You're not helping.
No. And I get that. I really, honestly, truly understand the frustration. I do. I do understand that because it doesn't seem like anything's being done here. But don't belittle the power of prayer, because to me, it's like it's so much more useful to know that I'm praying for someone than just being mad. I feel like there's so many people that are just mad on social media, and they don't even know who they're mad at. They're just mad.
Well, at least you're putting good things out into the world on social media. At least you're saying, I'm praying, I'm sending good vibes, good thoughts out to these families.
I guess that's the point, is don't stop what you believe in. Don't let politics and partisanship replace your faith during a time like this. You know, I mean, honestly, don't.
Right.
Because I think that's where it gets dangerous there, you know?
Well, and choose what you're going to lean on and where your heart's going to be, and don't let anyone else change that.
Yeah, so anyway, so think about those families today, all right? Pray for those families today, because that's a purpose. That's real. That's real. That's doing something. And I think it's okay to do that. My rant for the morning, okay? We're checking on our teachers today, too. Teachers, if you're up, you're listening, we'd love to check on you, let you know that we're thinking about you and praying for you, right?
Yes.
713-881-5500. It's the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, and Eric. And thank you guys so much. We are hearing from so many of our teachers this morning. Kristen, good morning. Brittany, good morning. Chelsea, good morning. We appreciate you all. And thank you so much for giving us a call or a text message. You're welcome to join the conversation anytime. 713-881-5500 here on the Morning Bullpen today. We're kind of keeping up, checking on our teachers. Mo's mom is a teacher. You heard us talk about that a little bit earlier. So it's always something that's kind of on our hearts whenever something like this happens. But we want to know. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can join in here on the Morning Bullpen.
Beth in Pearland. Hey, how are you doing today, Beth?
I'm doing pretty good.
Are you a teacher?
I am. I've been teaching 20 years.
Aww. Bless your heart, first of all, and thank you for doing that. How are you doing today? How are you handling things today with your class? What grades do you teach?
Well, I teach third grade in Friendswood, and my daughter just moved to New York City last summer and is in her first year of teaching in Harlem.
Wow.
Man.
My goodness.
And she reached out, you know, this morning and was like, Mom, what do I do? And I said, sadly, this is not the first time I've had to walk into a class of small children after a school shooting. Mm-hmm. What I can tell you is some of them won't know anything. Some of them will know way too much. Many of them will know bits and pieces, but all of them will look to the adults and their vibes and reflect that.
Ooh.
So go in, stay calm, you know, make them feel safe, and most of all, make them feel loved today. that's all you can do.
You're such a good mom and a good teacher. We love you.
Can you be our show mom? Can you be our show mom?
Sure. I'm off all summer.
You deserve it. Let's buy you a drink.
I have a feeling.
Perfect.
I have a feeling this would be the most unruly class you've ever had. I just want you to. I just love you so much. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us. It just helps my heart so much.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. I just kind of, those words came to me this morning for her, and I posted them on my social media because I just felt like those needed to be heard. All of us going into our school building today, you know, we just need to remember the kids are looking at us. So how we react is what we're, how they're going to feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And as a parent, that is a great lesson for all of us who are waking up today trying to figure out how to have that conversation with their kids.
Yeah, so much. Beth, we can't tell you how much we love you.
Well, thank you. I love y'all too.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye, girl.
Check in on our teachers, 713-881-5500 on the Morning Bullpen. It's the Morning Bullpen. I am George. Over there is Monica. We call her Mo here on the show. And Eric with a K is also here. Glad you're with us this morning. It has been, I think it's safe to say it's been a roller coaster today for
Absolutely.
Us. And I know that it is for you too, as you're getting into work or as you're driving this morning to school or wherever you're going. It's just one of those days where I feel like we've gone through like every possible emotion and comment. And anyway, what I wanted to say is that I appreciate you all taking the ride with us. And so many of you have reached out by telephone or by text message this morning just to let us know that you're riding along with us too. And we're not the only ones that's going through this after what happened yesterday in Uvalde. And we just appreciate you. We appreciate you. I mean, I know it brings up a lot of stuff for friends in Santa Fe, Tammy and Angie and all of you down there that I know this has to be a tough day for you. But one of the things we did want to talk about is blood donations. And we have a link up for, I think it's giveblood.org.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just feel like, you know, you want to do something. We know that they will greatly appreciate that.
Yeah. So they are asking for that. So if you could do that, if that's something that you want to do here on the Morning Bullpen, just let us know. We'll get it out to you. So
last night I went up to my daughter's room while she was sleeping and I just sat and watched her for a minute. I know that's kind of weird, but I just sat there and wanted to be with her. And one of the worst parts of our job is that I don't get to see her and send her off to school.
Mm. Right.
I never, right. Yeah, yeah. I've never you had that experience.
You don't get to be part of that. Same way when my boys were growing up.
Yeah. But if it's okay with both of you, I think it would be awesome if I could just call her, just spend a couple of seconds and just say I love you and send her off to school with a smile on her face.
Absolutely. We'll dial it. I'll dial it up here. But how old is she again?
She is about to be 7.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, baby doll. It's Daddy.
Oh, no, Charlie, it's Auntie Momo.
And Uncle Jorge.
Who's your favorite? Say Momo.
Dada.
Oh, Dada. Okay, fine. I'm cool with being a close second to Dada. Well, are you getting ready for school?
Yes.
What are you excited about today?
Having my play date after school.
Having your play date after school. She has new friends, guys.
Oh, wow.
She's very excited about it. Well, I just want to tell you that I love you so, 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 so much. Who is my favorite girl?
I am.
You are. You absolutely are. I love you so, so much. You have the best day, okay? I'm thinking about you very hard.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too. Give me big kisses. No, bigger.
Run.
I love you so, so much.
Bye, Dada. I love you.
I love you. Have a good day,
bye,
honey.
Bye, Mama.
Bye, Momo.
Oh, yes.
Nobody. No George. I never get anything. Never. Ever.
Bye, George.
Oh, there it is. There we go. I get the pity thing at the end. So, okay, George. See you, Charlie.
Bye.
Take a little extra time, love, and kiss on them this morning from 100.3 The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen. You have power back yet, Mo? Wait, I'm sorry. You don't have power on the studio. So, okay, do you have power
in the house? Back? It just came back on. Thank God. Thank you to all the line workers that are out there busting your booties today. We really appreciate it.
I didn't mean to end up, anyway.
If you want to come in the studio and help George with our power.
Yeah, I like that better. Turn it back on. Turn it back on.
Turn it off. Anyway, welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. We're just kind of feeling our way through this morning. In case you missed it, we've been talking to our teachers. There's so many teachers that listen to our show, and we love and respect every one of you. And so many messages this morning. Earlier, we've had so much feedback on this. If you missed it, this is your time to tune in the show. Beth in Pearland called us a little bit earlier, and we were checking on teachers and asking how they were doing.
My daughter just moved to New York City last summer and is in her first year of teaching in Harlem.
Wow. Man. My goodness.
And she reached out, you know, this morning and was like, Mom, what do I do? And I said, sadly, this is not the first time I've had to walk into a class with small children after a school shooting. Mm-hmm. What I can tell you is some of them won't know anything. Some of them will know way too much. Many of them will know bits and pieces, but all of them will look to the adults and their vibes and reflect that. So go in, stay calm, make them feel safe, and most of all, make them feel loved today. Aww. That's all you can do.
You're such a good mom and a good teacher. We love you.
Can you be our show mom?
Sure. I'm off all summer.
You deserve it. Let's buy you a drink.
I have a feeling.
Perfect.
I have a feeling this would be the most unruly class you've ever had. I just love you so much. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us. It just helps my heart so much.
Well, I'm glad. I just kind of, those words came to me this morning for her. And I posted them on my social media because I just felt like those needed to be heard.
That was Beth in Pearland. Your calls are welcome. 713-881-5500.
Katie's on the phone in Tomball. Katie, you headed to school this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Pre-K. Tomorrow is our last half day. So today's our last full day with the kids. And it's heartbreaking, but it's the best feeling. Knowing that they're going on and you work so hard and you watch their growth.
Don't forget that. And you're molding them into being good little humans, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That's the one thing we really work on. You know, our class is a family. We have some friends that are special needs that are in our classroom. Mm-hmm. And we work on, you know, everyone is different. Everyone learns differently. Mm.
Is today pre-K graduation day?
Tomorrow when the parents come, we'll have our big graduation party and they'll get their diplomas. And
okay, so yeah.
It's just sweet. By the way, that phone call with y'all's little girl was the sweetest thing this morning. I had me crying.
Aww, the best.
She was awesome. You are awesome too. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, and coming up next, Eric, I think we need a 10-minute tune more than ever today.
Okay.
You know, just something fun, right?
Yeah.
Just something light and fun. I think that's what we need. You can join the conversation right now. What should Eric sing about? 713-881-5500 on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for our 10-minute tune. Eric has 10 minutes whenever you give him a topic. He has to write and perform a song about it. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. We want to know, what do you want us to sing about?
Who's this? Is this Daniel? Hello?
Daniel, I think, is up first, all right?
Daniel, you're on the phone?
Andrea?
Andrea?
Hey, girl.
Okay, sorry.
What's up? What would you like Eric to sing about this morning?
To all the different stages of graduates about life, advice on life at each stage.
I don't really know if you've met Eric before, but he's probably not qualified.
Yeah, you don't want any of my advice.
Graduation.
Just joking.
So you're taking, just joking. You think we need a song that is like pre-K, kindergarten, grade school,
no,
middle
like
school,
pre-K, middle school, high school, college.
Okay, yes. Okay, got it, got
all
it.
Right.
Okay,
positive.
What do you think about that one, Eric?
You have any like advice?
We've done so much.
I was
going to
say
graduation.
We've done several of the like into school songs already, but Andrea, I appreciate it.
I do appreciate that.
But I think we'll go with something different here. Maybe something like as far away from like schools and kids or something, just something totally different today. 713-881-5500 is the number.
Maybe Tiffany and Magnolia has an idea we can use. What do you think I should sing about, Tiffany?
I think you should sing about man colds.
Man colds?
That came out of left field.
What's going on in
My
your life?
My husband developed a man cold over the weekend, and I tell you what, it made me so exhausted taking care of him.
Oh, we know about this.
Well, there was new research that came out the other day.
Yay.
That man colds are actually worse than women when they catch colds.
Tiffany, do you have anything to say about that?
I don't think that's true.
Nothing you can say on the radio. I totally understand, sister.
It actually is true.
It is true.
Okay. You don't need to be in bed for days. And when it's our turn to be sick, we still have to make the house like work.
Okay.
Okay, exactly. Listen, I know.
Kids still have to do the laundry.
Exactly. Tiffany. Heaven forbid we take a day to be sick.
Tiffany, how many kids you have?
I have two.
Well, see, that's nothing.
Woo,
a couple of kids, you can handle that fine with a cold. It's when a man is sick.
Mm-hmm, girl, I'm going to give you our address off there.
All right,
you
Eric,
can stop
what do you
by.
Think?
Okay.
I asked for something totally different.
Yeah.
This would be totally different. Can we do this one?
Listen, I know when to hold my tongue and not argue mm-hmm. with the ladies, so
okay.
I will do exactly
all
what
right,
they're asking
all right, let's start
for.
Let's start the clock. You asked for something different. Tiffany gave us something different.
All right, Tiffany.
Man cold. 10 minutes. We'll see how Eric does on the Morning Bullpen. All right, Eric's 10-minute tune is coming up in 3 minutes and 21 seconds. He's got to be back in here and ready to perform a song about men being sick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Jim is on the north side. He had a suggestion that you wanted to tell people about. What should he sing about, Jim?
Blue balls.
Tell us more, Jim.
Well, you know, I mean, there are instances, especially for men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, especially for men.
Yeah.
You go to a bar and you play pool and there's the blue ball. When we were kids, you're on the playground. They had the little red rubber balls, but sometimes there were blue balls.
Sometimes.
Too.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I actually have a ball pit at my house and there are several blue balls in it.
When my kids were younger and I took them to the Discovery Zone. Yeah.
Yes.
There were red and yellow and green, but also guess what?
Blue
balls.
Stop saying that. Oh, stop it.
You asked for something left field, George.
You literally asked for something in left field.
Literally.
You're right. No, you're right. Jim, it's my fault.
Can call our show any day.
That would be awesome. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
And don't worry, next time we do this, I have a follow-up for you.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, wait, block that number.
Talk to you tomorrow, Jim.
All right, we'll find out how Eric did with the man cold song coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the 10-minute tune. You know how it works. You give us a topic. Eric has to write and sing a song about that topic in 10 minutes. Tiffany called earlier. And she was, I don't know, something about her husband had a cold and he's so sick.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, research shows that men get
Is that
more sick
really
with colds than...
really where you want to take this this morning, George?
Yeah, women do. But Tiffany had to call and it was her big thing.
Man colds. We all know they exist. It's a dramatic, dramatic time of y'all's lives.
Eric is back in the studio.
I am.
All right.
Lots of text messages.
Oh, yeah.
People are hyped for
about
this song.
About the man cold song?
Yes. A couple things I didn't get to text you to change your song. Someone said, my husband always makes sure he calls his mother to, quote, come help, unquote.
Oh.
I roll. Like he's saving the day. I'm going to call my mom. It's fine. She can handle
that.
I didn't put that in the song.
My mom will handle this. So tell us about your song. Tell us real quick and let's play it for folks.
Yes.
All right. So I did this from Mo's perspective, from the perspective of the wife and mom who's taking care
okay,
of the husband.
Okay,
so this
right.
is
while they're sick?
Me singing. No, this is post female getting sick,
okay.
passing it to the male.
Oh, I love okay. it.
So
okay.
the difference between when a woman gets sick
mm-hmm.
and a man gets sick.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Wayne.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
When I am sniffling, I power through. I feed the family, get the kids to school. But when he gets ill, he cannot move. It's a friggin' cold, come on, dude. He's always moaning, oh, bring me soup. This is so much worse than what you went through. Guys, you're pathetic. Grow some balls. You're not dying when you're sick. All men become babies, babies, babies. Oh, yes. So lazy, lazy, lazy. No, babies, babies, babies. Oh, they lay in bed and they whine, whine. Babies, babies, babies. Oh, the ladies, ladies, ladies. No, they're babies, babies, babies. Oh, they lay in bed and they whine, whine.
Wow, that's, you're going to win an award for that song.
You know what?
That's what you're going to be known for.
I was just about to say, my prediction, mm-hmm. that's going to be one of the most downloaded songs we've ever
Very
had.
Nice.
Thank you. I got an applause from Mo.
Yes.
I know, right? Here's the thing, though. I do want to acknowledge you, Eric.
Oh, no.
No, I'm being totally serious here.
Sure.
This is a tough day today.
Yeah.
And for you to go back and in 10 minutes think, oh, I can do it to this. I mean, honestly, it is a gift from God.
We needed
friend.
The light. Oh, thank yeah, you. Thank you.
Yeah, we needed that this morning. Wait, can we... Let me hang on.
Oh, yeah, you need it until y'all are sick in bed and we play it over the loudspeaker for you.
Men become babies, babies, babies. Oh, so lazy, lazy, lazy. No, babies, babies.
All right, that's our 10-minute tune this morning. What did you think about it? You can comment, guys, ladies, whatever. You tell us what you think, all right? 713-881-5500. Man, I needed that laugh this morning. You're on the Morning Bullpen.
Men become babies, babies, babies. Oh,
Diana in Santa Fe, 10-minute tune. Give us your review.
It was so awesome. The next 10-minute tune has to be about the people actually laughing hysterically in their vehicle because of those 10-minute tunes. People are looking at us like we're freaking crazy.
Oh, that's amazing. I like that idea, actually.
I mean, they're looking at me like I have lost it.
Hey, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Tiffany from Magnolia.
Oh, Tiffany that suggested the song?
Yes.
All right, give us your review.
It was perfect. Aww. I could never stop laughing.
Amazing. So perfect. Glad we can make you smile today. It's a good day to get a smile on your face.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric.
Hey, you know what? The only thing he missed was putting your husband's name in there. What's your husband's name?
Give him a shout out.
Yeah.
His name is Dane.
Is Dane feeling better today?
He's feeling much better.
Good.
All right. Tiffany, thanks for the call back. We love that.
By the way, Tiffany, a study does say men are more susceptible to the symptoms and they're worse and last longer.
I don't think so.
All right, 10-minute tune. Thank you, guys. Hopefully that gave you a little chuckle this morning here from the Morning Bullpen.
With George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
She knows everything, or at least that's what she'll tell you. It's time to play Mo Knows Country, a little trivia contest this morning in Corina in Jersey Village. Are you the one to take Mo down today in this contest?
Yes, today's the day.
I'm actually feeling good about
you, Karina. It's a hard day.
Mo's already qualifying that if she loses, there's a reason. Yeah. All right, here's how it works, Karina.
All right, we've got a $100 bill, and it is Mo's right out of her purse, and it's going to be yours, Karina, if you win. So we're going to ask 5 country-related trivia questions. Now, the person with the most right answers wins the money. Ties go to Mo because why, Karina?
It's her money.
That's her money. Yes. Yeah. All right, help me get her out of the studio. Tell her, get the heck out of here.
Get out of here.
Love you.
All right, we'll wait for Mo to get out of the studio. But Karina, I got 5 questions for you. And here's your first one, okay?
Okay.
Songwriter Sean Douglas just sold his home for $3.8 million. He made a huge bunch of cash when he wrote the smash hit song, Die a Happy Man. Who sings that song on the radio?
I don't know. Pass.
Question number two. With all the great music that the Charlie Daniels Band put out over the years, they only had one number one hit. What was it?
Pass.
Question number three. Before there was CMT, Country Music Television, this city in Tennessee was the home to TNN. Do you know what TNN stands for?
The National Network.
Question number four. You got the brains? Let's see if you've got the touch, all right? In Shania Twain's song, she sings about Tarzan, Captain Kirk, and Elvis, just to name a few. What Shania song am I talking about?
That don't impress me much.
Question number five. When he wasn't just killing time, this country star worked as a bait cutter and a fishing guide here in Texas before he hit it big back in 1989.
Can't that?
All right. Let's bring Mo back and see how she did here. Mo, get back in the studio here. How'd she do, Eric?
All right. It looks like Mo, Karina got 3 out of 5
okay. Correct. Nice job, sister.
All right.
Let's see.
Pressure's on you. You don't have much room for error here, Mo. Question number one. Songwriter Sean Douglas sold his home for $3.8 million.
Woo!
He made a wad of cash when he wrote the smash hit, Die a Happy Man. Who sang that song on the radio?
It was Thomas Rhett.
That would be correct. Thomas yes. Rhett.
With Nelly, right?
That would make Moan one, right?
Uh-huh.
And she got that one wrong.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
Question number two.
Ready.
With all the great music that the Charlie Daniels Band put out over the years, they only had one number one hit. What was that number one hit for Charlie Daniels?
The only one I know is The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That would be correct.
Correct.
That,
yes.
That was your only number one
I'm
hit.
I'm sorry, Charlie and Daniels.
Now,
and
Karina
band.
Got that one wrong as well, so it's 2-0.
All right, here we go. Before there was CMT, Country Music Television, this city in Tennessee was the home to TNN. What does TNN stand for?
Tennessee News Network?
No. The Nashville Network.
Which Karina got right. What? Makes it 2-1.
Oh, she's making a comeback here. Question number four. You got the brains. Let's see if you got the touch. In what Shania Twain song does she sing about Tarzan, Captain Kirk, and Elvis, just to name a few?
How did you forget Brad Pitt?
Well, because if I say that one, it gives it away.
Don't impress me much.
That's correct. That is correct.
Yes.
All right.
That means it's 3-2.
3-2. All right, here we go. Because she got that one, too.
Okay.
Question number five. When he wasn't just killing time, this country star worked as a bait cutter and a fishing guide before he hit it big in 1989.
A fishing guide?
Come on. You know this one, right? He was a bait cutter and a fishing guide in Texas.
Texas?
I need an answer, Mo.
Clay Walker.
It is not Clay Walker.
Oh! Who is it?
Clint Black.
That means the final score is 3-3.
Wow!
It's a tie!
Karina!
No!
You were so close! But, you know, the ties go to Mo because it's her money. She gets to keep it. But I got to hear you say it, Karina.
My name is Karina from Country Jersey Village, and Mo knows country.
She does. That's true.
But we both know Shania Twain, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we both got that one. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, that was a tight one. All right, they've been tight, but nobody's dethroned her. Will tomorrow be the day? We'll play again 8:20 here on The Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.